On today's episode of Heads in the Cloud, I'm joined by John Roth, and we're going to be talking to Art Whitman, the general manager of Channel Partners.
This is one of the biggest shows that happens throughout the course of a year for partners in our space.
It's going to be an exciting conversation. Yeah. Stick around till the end. You're going to want to hear our take there. So let's get it going.
All right.
Heads in the Cloud with your host, David Portnowitz, Graham Potter, and John Roth.
All right, welcome to today's episode of Heads in the Cloud. I'm David Portnowitz.
I'm John Roth.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
Konnichiwa.
Okay. if sushi's on the menu, then that's what we get. Is that what that is?
No, I was just saying hi. I just want to express my...
Was that hi in...
In Japanese, absolutely.
It was. Okay.
Yes. Well,
you're much more advanced than I.
We're off to a great start here. John and I are going to be joined by Art Whitman, who is the general manager of Channel Partners and an SVP over at Informa, the company that owns Channel Partners. Channel Partners, obviously, probably the largest channel show in our space that happens twice a year, once
in the
spring.
Typically the only two major shows we go to anymore.
No, we still go to lots of other shows.
Okay, but
the biggest events. Yeah,
that's what I was going.
So they do have a show out in Vegas, always in the spring, and then they sort of have a rotating venue in the east on the East Coast somewhere. Last year it was in Philadelphia. I think this year it's in Washington D.C.
At the Dome.
No, in the Convention Center. I believe.
Convention Center.
Not at the Dome.
Not at the Dome.
Yeah, at the Dome. We've been to the Dome.
Gaylord.
Yeah. But no, Art, terrific guy, someone I've known for many years in the channel space. I work with him and his team directly on the event side. So looking forward to speaking with him. Have you ever been to the Channel Partner Show, John?
I have many a time. I haven't gone the last few years because it's such a sought after to be in attendance in there that we have mostly our some other senior levels that actually...
A lot of the master agent side, too.
Yeah. So it's different. Different set of partners that I typically work with, which is, but they still go out there, and I've been to many of them. They're actually great shows.
And you're going to be out there this year, right? Because we're hosting a...
We're doing a training out there, so we're going to have some,
So we're going to have, we're sort of piggybacking onto the show. We've got our own sort of training session that we're going to be doing that week out in Las Vegas, right next door at the Luxor, because the event's at the Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
We're going to be right next door in the Pyramid.
Excellent.
In the Pyramid, John.
I like that.
I've never stayed in the Pyramid, have you?
I have not.
Ooh.
I have not.
I feel like an Egyptian god.
I do. Well, kind of.
Or a mummy.
One of the Zeus?
Zeus. I don't think Zeus is Egyptian. I think Zeus
Less?
Was...
Greek.
Yes.
Okay.
So they don't think they had the pyramids, per se. They more had the temples, you know?
Okay.
I
learned
circular.
So much on this show. I do. I learn all kind of things in this show.
No, so we also have Channel Partners going on where we're going to have a meeting room out there, and we're going to have our own session where we're going to be inviting anybody who's wants to come listen in. We're going to talk about a few things. Talk about Star to Star. May talk about HIPAA. May talk about a couple other things. Some surprises I can't reveal yet, but. If you want to register, you can go to www.startostar.com/channel-partners. You can set up a meeting with one of our execs, or you can register for our session, which is going to be on the Thursday of that week. I think it's at like 3 p.m., I want to say, 3:30 p.m. in our meeting room. But you can find out more by hitting up startostar.com/channel-partners. We'll put that in the show notes for
What do
you.
We have a live podcast out there? Not live, but a podcast.
Yeah, but just do an episode while we're there. Is
exactly.
What you're
saying. Yeah.
I figured we would need some production quality. Maybe we could just bring a little tape recorder and do it. What do you think?
We'll have to
look into that.
Yeah,
I like the
that.
Idea.
I mean, it's kind of like nice while we're there, and we can actually play by play what's who's walking by.
Absolutely.
And what hats they're wearing, what they're having for lunch.
Yes. Well, you and I are very good at the observational comedy.
Observational comedy. We could, though. We're going to have some doppelgangers we could point out as
always,
they walk by.
Always.
Okay.
Also, if you come to our session, we're going to give one lucky winner at that session some cash, some cold hard cash. So check it out. $500 on the line, maybe some other goodies too. We always like to give away some cool things. So check us out at Channel Partners. We will be there. We want to see you there. So
looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. I've never seen you in a desert setting. How do you do in the desert?
Well, you know how well I do here. Could you just imagine in the desert setting? Yeah, it's just...
It's a dry heat.
I like 10 years younger.
You look 10 years younger?
I do.
That's exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
There's some good restaurants out there, too. Maybe we should hit it. Maybe we should, you and I should go for dinner one night.
I think we are going to have dinner one night out there. We've already kind of placed some plans on a Wednesday night. I don't know quite where it is, but I have some ideas. Okay. I like that.
Just going to dinner
with David Portnowitz on the road is quite phenomenal. He's quite a foodie. Yeah.
I like to pick where I like to eat. If I'm going to go to a location, I like to know where I'm going to eat.
I know.
So. Anyways, will we talk to Art now? What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's bring him on.
All right, Les, call up Art. John and I are now joined by Art Whitman, who is the SVP of content for Informa's U.S. technology brands, also the SVP and general manager of Channel Partners. A lot of titles, but an all-around awesome guy. Thank you for joining us today, Art. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me. I'm very pleased to be here.
And you are coming to us live from a very cold, snowy Salt Lake City. Is that correct?
Well, it's all relative. For folks who've lived through the polar vortexes, Salt Lake is kind of balmy right now at about 30 degrees. But yeah, it's not South Florida, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're not in Sarasota where I think the high today. We're having it's like in the mid 80s, so yeah. we have like 10 to 12 degrees above normal right now. So Florida,
this is what we call spring.
Florida is refusing to participate in the rest of the country's polar vortexes. Yeah. So. It is what it is.
Yep.
Well, welcome. And you and I have known each other for quite a while. We've obviously been doing the Channel Partners show out in Las Vegas for numerous years. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the show this year? What's different? What's unique? What can partners look forward to? And just a little bit about what's going on this year.
Yeah, so this is the 22nd year, believe it or not, for the Channel Partner Show. Last year, the show itself was old enough to drink, so that's a good thing for the channel. This year, we're continuing to see growth. Just one sort of interesting factoid about the show. It started 22 years ago in Las Vegas with 200 people at the show. So if you do the math, that works out to about 17% annual growth rate over those 22 years. So it's been a pretty phenomenal growing show. And we've done that really by trying to stay just one half step ahead of where we think most of the partners are. So we've been talking about digital services for a while. We talked about unified communications just a little bit before the partners were ready to do it. We talked about VoIP a little bit before the partners were ready to do it. I remember one of the first partners I talked to, this is 5 years ago when I came to the show, we were talking about VoIP and unified communications. And he was like, hold on, partner, we're still swinging circuits over here. it's been great to see the evolution of the show. In those 5 years, we doubled in size as measured by revenue. So
it's awesome.
We really appreciate all of our sponsors in that regard. So this has been a great year. We have a lot of new sponsors to show. We have really good attendance numbers so far. We're up about 12% in attendance numbers as measured year over year at this point. And lots of sponsors. If you look at the show floor, there's only really about maybe 15 or 20 10 by 10s left. The rest is taken. So lots of cool new sponsorships, lots of new opportunities for people to learn. One of the smartest things we did was we got me out of the job as the guy who did the programming for the show and got someone named Lorna Gary in, who's
solo. Yeah, we love Lorna. Yeah.
Yeah, she does a great job of programming the show. So lots of good stuff to see. You'll see our influencer of the year on stage, who's a name that I think everybody knows, Janet Shines, will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think I may have just broken some news there. I'm not sure, but it's going to be a great show. Lots going on, and all of it really relevant to what the partners are doing. Right
but
now.
Let's keep going a little bit. So, what else can you tell us that's going to happen at the show? Like new things that are coming, and do you want to broadcast it here, or you rather just keep it under your hat?
Yeah, I probably should have had you have Lorna on the show. She'd be more careful about what she's saying. So you have a boss who's just a little bit too excited about what his team is doing sometimes. But we have a lot of what I think one of the main things to take away from the show floor is we actually have a section dedicated to the MSPs in our audience. So you'll find folks like Ingram Micro and a lot of the PSA and RMM vendors are in that section. And so what we've seen is that the audience makeup has been changing, and through small efforts of ours, but really mostly through the efforts of the partners and how they're changing the way they go to market. So an increasing number of folks who call themselves consultants, and an increasing number of folks who call themselves managed service providers. In some cases, those are true new consultants to us, a true new MSPs. But in a lot of cases, it's the existing agents who are evolving their business model to be more encompassing of other services and sort of moving up the stack in their importance to their customers. So we've really been following that trend and making sure that we have good offerings for those folks as they modify their services. And we also have a number of VARs coming to the show who are realizing that a recurring revenue model wouldn't be the worst thing to add to their business. So we're trying to figure out how to do that.
If you haven't figured out that, you may be in a heap of trouble.
Well, you know, everybody has their own learning curve.
It's interesting you bring that up, because that was one of my questions, is that historically the show has been really a lot of agents, master agents, that has been really the focus. But sitting on the advisory board, I get to hear a little bit about what's going on. And I know that the transition has been into more of the MSP space. And I was just wondering, and you sort of answered it there, but I didn't know if you could elaborate any further on if that's really been a focus on the type of people you're reaching out to and marketing to for the show. Or has it just been the nature of the content attracts those type of partners? Or, you know, because I know that, you know, that has really been a big push over the last two years or so.
Yeah. So when you look at channel partners, you can't look at us quite monolithically. So our spring show, we've always considered as being the place where agents will find a great home. They'll find the vendors that they're used to seeing, plus a lot of great new offerings. And so we work very hard to make sure that the spring show appeals to and really serves well those who are doing business through agency. Mm-hmm. Our fall show has often, you know, suffered from little brother syndrome. So it's almost exactly half the size of the spring show. It's about half the attendance, about half the number of sponsors. Mm-hmm. What my bosses in London care about, it's about half the revenue. and so, you know, how do you create something that has the same sort of vibrance, but is a smaller second act? So the way we've done that is we've teamed with Channel Futures, who came to Informa when we bought Penton Media. Mm-hmm. And we brought the MSP 501 to that show, made it our award ceremony for the fall show, and really have changed the programming in the fall so that it's much more oriented towards those who are developing services on their own and going to market that way. So that's the differentiation between the two shows, and it really has helped with that little brother syndrome. So what we're finding is both audiences they like both shows, but the MSPs are more comfortable or becoming more comfortable with the fall show. And the folks who are working through agency, which still can include MSPs, are more comfortable with the spring show. That being said, if you look at the audience mix, it's for the first time last year was under 50% agents.
Yeah.
And that, you know, slightly more than 50% of all those other folks, MSPs, VARs, consultants, integrators, yeah. All those guys.
Well, this is a great time to actually, can you tell us the dates of those shows? Let's get some information out there to the public that might not know about it.
April 9th to the 14th is the spring show. And you're testing my memory here, and I should have had this in front of me, but I believe it's September 9th, the 14th is the fall show. So they both luckily fall on the same day, because I don't know about you guys, but I've just passed the 55-year mark. So I can remember 80s lyrics to songs, but I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
And the fall, the spring show is in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. And where is the fall show this year?
The fall show will be at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center. That's downtown Washington. So a couple of years ago, we were out at the Gaylord in Washington, which wasn't a great venue. It's in the Washington D.C. area, but if you want to do anything,
John and I actually went to a different event there a few years ago too, and was kind of far out there. But I mean, you're sort of isolated, so I don't know.
You're in the dome.
You're in the dome.
And everything is there. You know, there's no need to go outside the dome.
And at the time we were there, it was a very good thing because they were having a heat wave in Washington with, you know, typical Washington humidity, so you didn't want to go outside. So this year, though, it's a little bit later in the year, a little bit more towards fall. It's downtown Washington at the Convention Center. We're excited about it. That will be a different show for us because we're actually bringing the keynote and meeting rooms, our own personal meeting rooms, onto the show floor stage. So the keynote will be in an adjacent hall, and the session rooms will be built on the show floor.
Wow.
And that's all in an effort to sort of make it feel like one big community, rather than sending people off to various parts of the convention center. I'll admit that it was done a little bit through necessity, that they could only give us so many meeting rooms at the convention center, and we wanted to have most of those meeting rooms for folks like you, actually, who have a lot of really important meetings off the show floor. So we put our stuff on the show floor. But we'll see how that goes. It's going to be an interesting experiment.
Well, you know, we've always had great success at your shows, especially in the meeting areas. We've done parties. We've been a sponsor, obviously, every year. We do the lanyards, the aisle signs. You know, and then this year we've expanded. We're doing some media with you guys, too, through Channel Futures and through some of your other outlets. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, when the Informa, you know, obviously Informa came in, and then you guys have purchased a few other of these media sites. I think like the VAR guy and some of those, like, tell us a little bit about what your offerings are in that space now.
Sure. So when Informa is a company. It's about 13 years old. It was a little bit older than that. About 19 years old. It was started in 1999, I believe, and really was sort of a mid-size event company out of London, primarily focused on the European market. About 5-6 years ago, new management came to Informa, and they really wanted to grow the company. And they wanted to do that through acquisition. So if you dial back 5 years ago, Channel Partners was not part of Informa. It was part of a small company called Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
We got bought by Informa. And then 2 years later, Penton Media got bought by Informa. And they had the VAR guy, Talking Cloud, MSP Mentor. And as part of their existing business plan, they decided that they didn't want to have those 3 properties. So in other words, they had 3 small properties that just really didn't have their own specific gravity. And so they combined those all into what's a brand called Channel Futures.
Mm-hmm.
So Channel Futures really is primarily aimed at serving the MSP community, but also the historic bars and whatnot. Particularly as they're evolving their model towards service offerings as opposed to their typical large capital buys and integration. So the place where we meet Channel Futures is we're all about digital services on both sides of the house. It's just really a matter of how you do business, right? Whether you provide services through managed services or whether you provide whether you help folks through agency, in the end, it's all digital services that we're seeing the focus on, which doesn't mean there aren't big VARs out there who still do a lot of integration work, but that's, we kind of feel that that's been, to use a term out of my engineering background, it's been reduced to practice. People kind of know how to do that. And what they don't know how to do is really build and sell digital services. So that's where been the focus on both the media side and the event side.
Sounds like you got a lot of passion there on that side of it, helping those partners.
We really do. So Channel Futures, you know, it struggles because it's a new brand in terms of brand identification, right? It just takes a while for a new brand to be known. So, you know, we still do things like the MSP 501, which is an award that's been around for a long time. And there's a lot of passion around that. We had about 200 people show up for that awards ceremony in Philadelphia last year, and we'll probably have more this year. There's also the Talking Cloud 100 awards that we're doing. So we're keeping the brands around as we're building the awareness of what the new brand is and its affiliation with us. So So, but and at the same time, trying to grow both brands. So, in the spirit of breaking a little bit of news, we'll be having a show in London at the end of this year, December 2nd through the 5th, I believe it is. And that show will be downtown London at the it's called the ILEC Convention Center. And that'll be our first foray into Europe. So that's an exciting thing for us to be getting into. And that'll be a show for both agents and MSPs in that market.
It sounded like an invite.
Yeah.
You're inviting us both over, Art?
A VIP guest invitation. That's what I
heard. What time will the plane come
back? I'd much rather have you be VIP sponsors, but guest is fine too.
Okay.
Well, we might be able to do both. As you know, we merged, acquired a company last year, Blueface out of Ireland. And we've been actually looking for an opportunity to do an event together with them. So this might just be the right opportunity to do that.
It likely is. And it's somewhat coincidence, but not exactly coincidence, because we've seen you're doing a lot more work in markets outside of the United States. A
yep.
lot of the MSP vendors, like, you know, Kaseya likewise, have been working very hard there. Now we see a lot of the master agents very
interested. Intellisys has a push there. Yeah.
Intellisys, Avant, you know, they're all, you know, working very hard. So.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I mean, that would be a first for us to do something like that. So we would, yeah, and I think we definitely need to be there. Maybe we need to do the podcast from London.
I think we do. I think
maybe we could be the official podcast of the event. I think Art.
What do you think, Art? It's okay. Well, you can just say yes. That's fine.
I can say yes. We have one in house called Coffee with Craig and Kevin. So they might be a little upset if I give away their rights to the podcast.
Oh, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
They don't even want to go to London. I talked to Craig and Kevin. Yeah, they're happy to stay home.
Yeah, we've already had that.
No,
yeah,
but
they hate the international travel.
So. They got their passports revoked. No worries. Yeah. So anyway, that's cool to know that you guys are getting into that space. It's so unique over there in Europe how the partner model is set up. I mean, it seems like, from what I understand, in every country it's a little bit different. It's a little bit unique. So that'll be interesting to follow. And I think we'll definitely have to have a presence there and feel that out. And maybe we'll get a chance to get with some of our Irish brethren and from Dublin to come down and join us at the event. So that'd be really cool.
Absolutely, I think one of the things that we're really keying on is we want 70% of the content to be not from the United States. It has to be local to the market, right? So there'll be a little bit from here, but we really want it to be, I used to work for network computing. Our motto was for IT by IT. So this is for the channel, by the channel in the local market.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's a challenge. So, I mean, let us know how we can help, but anyways, I digress. So you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that you always try to stay a step ahead in front of the partners. So for this year's channel partners in Vegas, what is that thing that's maybe a half a step or a step ahead? Is it SD-WAN? Is it the WAN infrastructure? Is it something else? I mean, what is it that the partners aren't thinking about yet that they're going to be clued in a few months in Las Vegas?
Well, I think those are some of the right technology things. SD-WAN, contact center as a service is becoming a bigger deal. Certainly security is front of mind for pretty much everybody, and the partners are trying to figure out how to help their clients with their security needs without getting themselves into a position of legal of challenge. But I think technology is one thing that's important to look at, but so is business model. And at a higher level, I really think that whether folks think about going through a digital transformation or whether they're just doing it, challenge really is that the user experience for the partner's clients is what they need to be managing. So partners are used to managing complexity, right? I mean, getting a circuit from AT&T is a pain in the butt, so we'll do it for you, right? Well, let us take your pain. Let us, you know, in a Bill Clinton way, let's feel your pain. It's kind of elevating to their clients are seeing a lot of disparate digital services that they need to do their business. and to do it well. Mm-hmm. And what the partners can do is make that user experience better, make the integration better. And those who take that on will be really successful. We've seen that over and over again, where partners who really look at, they don't necessarily have to do all the work or know all the right pieces, but they have to be aware of how things fit together and how to make things really easy for the client to use and improve their business. So I think that's one of the main themes that you'll hear from us and that we're hearing from folks like you, actually, mm-hmm. is how do you partners integrate everything they have in a really successful way.
Very, very good. Well, we look forward to that. You know, we always like to end our interviews with asking two important questions for you, Art. So, John, I'll let you ask the first.
Well, I don't know if you got the email, but you're supposed to send over our sandwiches for us. I don't know. Did you get the email from our producers?
I didn't get the email, but we just had a meeting in our Phoenix office, and we had some really good kebabs that were part of our
lunch.
Maybe I'll just send you guys over some kebabs.
Here's the question. What is your favorite sandwich?
Is it a kebab? Is a kebab a sandwich?
I don't think it is.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No,
that's a big debate.
My favorite sandwich, which, you know, I try not to play favorites because the sandwiches get upset with me if I put them.
There's so many of them that you want to make sure they're like children. You don't want to be a favorite?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Okay.
You know? But I've got to say, there's a really good like a prime beef sort of burger on a menu that has nice blue cheese with it or something like that.
Oh, okay. The blue cheese burger. That's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
And our second question is for you, Art. Do you have any pets?
Do I have any? Oh, you know, I don't have any pets at the moment. Sadly, our dog of 13 years died this spring.
Oh, jeez. Look, I've ruined the mood of this episode.
So I'll be depressed the rest of the day. there's a new one on the way at some point. We just don't know when or exactly how, but definitely been a dog household for many years and will be again.
Well, we're sorry about that. And when you get that dog, you let us know. We'll have the dog back on for the episode and see what the dog's favorite.
Absolutely. Dog. The dog is far more, at least the history shows the dogs are far more entertaining than I am. So.
Well, Art, we appreciate you giving us time today.
Absolutely.
We love talking to you. I'll see you in a few months out in Las Vegas.
We'll see you in London next
year.
Yeah,
and in London too. We'll have to get out there.
And let me say, we appreciate the long relationship we've had with you guys. Very important to us.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
See you in April.
All right, thanks.
Bye. So that was Art.
That was quite informative. We're looking forward to the show, Channel Partner Show out in Vegas. And
I didn't mean to bring up his dog.
I know. That was kind of tough.
That was a
but
rough
I like
moment.
The big prime beef burger thing with the blue cheese. My stomach kind of grumbled. You might have, I don't know if it picked it up on the audio side, but
no, I don't think it did.
Okay.
You like to get that big beef burger. I've seen you order that out a few times. No bread though.
Yeah, but it's got to be. It's going to be a half pound. Let's go to half pound.
Okay, I didn't realize you had the standard on the weight.
There's a story behind that. We don't want to go into that on this show. But don't try to give me a 6.9 ounce.
No,
when it says
never,
a half pound,
I
yeah,
would never do that.
Yeah, that's
that
happened.
That would be bad news bears for me.
We have blacklisted that restaurant at that point. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty rough.
This is pretty rough.
My wife deals with this all the time. We don't get the right. in the right setting or something. Like, I'm not coming back anymore. And she says, okay. And we obviously still do. But
now what's interesting about channel partners is they've really changed their approach to try to get more MSPs. And I think that's interesting to hear him talk about how some of the agents have transitioned their own business into that MSP model.
Yep.
He mentioned that a few VARs who maybe haven't still trying to realize
trying
that
to
the recurring revenue.
The recurring revenue is the way to go. It's tough to try to gain that customer back if you lost them years ago, because that's probably what happened. They probably lost enough customers to go, we must be in this model and we must come over. And that's something a star in our world. It's like, that's a model that we've had for years, as well as, you know, we give the advantages of both the upfront
and
the recurring. So, yeah. It was kind of interesting that there's going to be some VARs that might go, are we thinking about recurring revenue?
Now is the time. You can't wait. If you wait any longer, you might be out. It might be extinct. Might be like the dinosaurs.
Dinosaur. Yeah. Down in the bog. Can't get back out.
Yeah. What's your favorite dinosaur, by the way?
Tyrannosaurus, I believe.
Just pick the most popular one. Yeah. Okay. You'll also like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, the Cowboys, the Lakers. I mean, what else?
the Knicks.
I think you're being hurtful now, David. I think it's like I just picked one.
You think I'm reading too much into that comment?
I think so.
Okay.
Pterodactyls. I like the pterodactyls because in Florida, of course, the red-billed herrings are close to a pterodactyl as you can get.
Really? I did not know that.
And they fly over and, you know, they, they're
very,
it's
a large bird.
It's a very large bird. And when you see them flying over, which is not often, you usually just walk and kind of, and they come up to you and they're kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the sandhill crane. Large bird.
The large bird.
I've seen them flying. You don't want to get...
No, you do not.
No, but I think Channel Partners, is not to get too far away from the topic, but I think, you know, they've done a really good job at addressing that. And their Vegas show is always packed.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in art sort of alluded that the spring show or the fall show has been sort of the little brother. I know they've been trying to drive more and more traffic there and moving the MSP 501 there and sort of setting it up as the MSP event, I think is a great idea. But you know they've really got to continue to push and maybe we look at doing their show in London this year. That would be kind of cool.
I think that'd be a great idea because obviously we have a presence in Ireland and obviously in that part of Europe and I think that would make perfect sense. And
one
of the
things he friends over there.
He mentioned that be 70% of the vendors would be from
Europe.
So it's a perfect fit for us and I think it's a great idea to go over and we could possibly do like a possible training as well. If we had some partners that were ready to move forward, bring them in A London training.
Maybe we do it like at an abbey or at some sort of...
Like Downton Abbey?
Like an old building.
Okay. That's kind of... I got me kind of spooked now.
I didn't say it was going to be haunted.
Okay. Not a haunt. Just... Okay.
Just an old... Yeah. Something that's, you know, built before the United States was even discovered.
I think that would be awesome. I think we would actually be there. I think we could drive some attendance and, you know, have a training event a couple of days
after. How does Brexit figure into this? I don't know. I'm just making things up.
Okay. Well, Art said we are certainly invited.
I think he mentioned a VIP sponsor. VIP sponsor.
Sponsor. He made sure he said sponsor.
Yeah, VIP sponsor. Yeah. So you get the opportunity to pay the most amount of money.
Yeah. Well,
we'll take it.
I think it'd be a great event to go to, and we'll just pilot. We'll get a pilot and fly us over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. We're in. Let's do it. Okay. I think that's it for today. What do you think?
I think that's it, David.
Let's go get some lunch.
Okay. I'm hungry. Let's go.
All right. For Heads in the Cloud, I'm David Portnowitz.
I'm John Roth.
We'll see you next time.